Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Questionable Intelligence Report. We have enough people to start the show, so that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to start the show right now.
How many people? Who else?
We got Louie and Mick.
Okay.
Mick, is that you? Are you? What are you up to, Mick? What are you doing right now?
I'm on my way home.
Okay, good.
You're in a car?
I'm in a car.
You are being chauffeured. As per usual.
I think the show is going to be consisting of Eric and cursing at people.
What is she saying?
Erica has black rage. Rage.
Yes.
And
that's going to be the show, is her just cursing out other drivers.
Black road rage.
Okay, that's not too
bad.
It's
a separate phenomenon.
Do you think it's black rage, or you think it's just lady rage?
Good question.
Yeah, I think it's lady.
Well, ask her if she has black rage.
Babe, do you have black rage?
Probably. I'm gonna have it because we're gonna get stuck in traffic.
That's right. Yeah.
Oh, we're about to hit the traffic. Oh, boy, it's not good.
Motherfucking, now merge. Just get in.
What?
No, where are you fucking going?
Oh, shit.
Oh, damn. It's on.
Damn.
This could be the whole show. Just give her the phone.
Be.
I want to hear what she's saying.
All right, I don't know what that is.
Can I just give you the phone?
What? Every read is wrong. What are you people merging for? If you would just drop fucking today.
Oh, shit.
No, you can't come in yet. You do not have a dollar mic. Like our asshole.
I think we're getting rid of Christy. This is a little more, although it's not,
yeah, I think Erica's traffic antics is,
it's going to be like a dumbing down on the show. It's not going to be as insightful, but going to get ratings, guys, and that's what we need.
Yeah, but only if she's driving, because normally she's very, or when she's complaining about bridesmaid dresses or work, apparently.
Who's
yeah,
doing
traffic
what
really
fun?
Brings it out of her, for sure.
Hey, to the best of us.
What are you going to do?
Rage into the night. So we got a lot to talk about, guys. A lot to talk about. What do we got to talk about?
What do we have to talk about?
You don't know?
Get in.
You don't know what we have to talk about? I'm not going to tell you if you don't know.
All right. Well, I know. That's why I'm not going to tell you. I'm testing it. I'm testing your testes.
we not a whole lot to get to this show.
This Easter Sunday.
Actually,
we're just talking about the resurrection.
Yeah, happy Easter happy Halter Top Day.
Or the erection.
It's National Dildo Day. I'm calling it National Dildo Day. I've decided, and I posted on Facebook, I've decided that it's National Dildo Day. And there's no reason why it shouldn't be. It's a day about brightly colored objects, right?
True.
Yeah, I see your point. See the truth of it.
You know, so why can't dildos get a day of love? And I think Easter Sunday is just the perfect day for dildo love.
Yeah. We also figured out that Good Friday should be renamed Gay Friday, and there should be just like a bunch of gay bar hopping maybe,
action.
Or you know.
There should be a holiday. It should be a national holiday called Gay Friday, and everyone. Well, does she want to join? Just let Erica know that Gay Friday is a possibility. Maybe it'll calm her down.
It'll calm her down.
Yeah, everybody in America has to go to gay bars and clubs on Friday, on Gay Friday.
I like that idea.
Yeah, I like it too.
So in essence, that kind of makes it not Gay Friday though, since so many heterosexuals are going to be in these places.
Yeah,
that's a good point. I don't know how you work around that.
I don't know, but I think...
Maybe you don't have to go to
gay bars.
Maybe you just have to be, like, do gay stuff. Like, actually be gay for
you
a
have
day.
To do something gay. Well, okay, so, all right. Well, instead of... Well, how about if you don't want to go to a gay bar or a gay club, you have to do gay stuff? How about that?
Right. Yeah, if you don't feel like...
Because I personally would... I don't want to do gay stuff. I want to go to the bar.
Right, like I'd rather go to a gay bar than like give a blowjob.
Right, I.
Yeah.
I would much rather go to a gay bar or even a gay club, which is, let me tell you something, is like you don't know how gay is until you've been to a gay club. It's a lot different than going to a gay bar. It's a lot different.
Interesting.
I've never been.
It's
to a gay
whole
club.
Lot different.
I don't think I've ever been to a gay club. Yeah.
No, me either.
I did. Oh, I went, and I think I'm pretty sure I told Louie this story, but I was seeing this half Dominican, half Puerto Rican girl for like a minute. Oh, it was Mabel, Mick.
Oh yeah.
Remember Mabel?
I do remember Mabel. She had that Asian friend.
Yeah, who was hot, hotter than her. But had no interest in me, at least. I think I honestly think her friend was would rather have gone out with you. Something about me just didn't sit right with her.
I don't think that's the case, but
I do.
That was the day of my my rupees joke, and you're reprimanding me.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
that's true. Which he's
I'm sure Erica never heard the rupees.
So I don't think I was getting anywhere with either of those
tricks.
Well, Mick has done his penance for that roofie joke because everyone who I've told that to has universally panned him. It's everyone is on
true.
My side. Every single person. I mean, he has very close female friends who actually love and respect him, and all of them were just like, "Why would you do that?"
It was not my finest.
He actually got legitimately upset because it was on his birthday. We were at that place in New Rochelle, Louis, that you showed up at.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you and Fram showed up for his birthday, and then you guys left. But we stayed a while longer, We were just, you know, all goofing around. So I told – there were about three different girls there that are all friends of Mick. And they're kids that we've grown up with. And I told them that. And they were all just basically like, no, Mick, no. No, you don't ever make a roofies joke. Like, not with Like, you can make a roofie joke with us because we've known you for so long, but,
right.
like, you just met those
but
girls and
you're
stranger. Making...
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And Mick was so drunk, he actually got legitimately upset. He actually, like, he actually got...
I just wanted
it's funny,
on my
like,
side. I don't need a majority of the votes. I just wanted, like, one person to be like, yeah, dude, I see what you're, where you're going with that, but no.
No,
nobody.
That's not possible.
No, nobody.
Do you understand? Hmm. You can't with that joke. With that joke, it just wasn't,
I know. I know.
Wasn't possible. This wasn't possible. But it was funny because it's Mick and Louie are a lot alike in the fact that they don't really get legitimately upset often.
Right.
I can count on maybe two hands the number of times I've seen Louie legitimately upset. But Mick, none. Like besides this, none. Granted, I didn't see you when that whole shit with Jared and what's her name went down.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that was legitimately upsetting. Yeah, that was a bad scene.
Yeah, when Mickey's best friend cheated on him with his girlfriend.
Either way, it was a betrayal. I'm not sure which one I was more upset about, but yeah.
Yeah, it was a betrayal on both of their parts. So that was I told you about that, Louis, didn't I?
I can't remember.
That was a long fucking time.
His Mick's best friend Jared was fucking his girlfriend. What was her name? Started with an H. Hallie. Yeah, Hallie.
Yeah.
They were fucking whore. Behind Mick's back. Whore.
For how long?
Hallie the whore. How long did that go on before you found out?
Probably like 2 months.
Mm. Oh my god!
Damn, that's a minute.
Yeah. Like from the time, I don't know when the actual sleeping together part happened, but I think from like the time that they first hooked up or whatever, I think it was like almost 2 months, like a month or two.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was some crazy shit.
Yeah.
So I was seeing this girl for like a hot second, and we went to a gay club in the city, and there was one point where we were standing outside smoking cigarettes, and a kid literally flew out of the front door of the club and hit, you know, this, like seriously, like they legitimately threw him out onto the street, and he hit those orange police barricades. They're like plastic police barricades. You know what I'm talking about? They can link them together and make like a wall out of them. Well, he hit one of them and bounced back up, and he was screaming and cursing. And then like five black bouncers popped out of the club, and at least two of them were like over 6 feet tall. Like they were, two of them were huge, and there was one guy that was like smaller, but like Diesel. I don't know why they need like huge black guys to bounce at
say,
a fucking
why
gay
they
club.
Need so many. That's exactly what I was going to ask you, because there wouldn't seem like there would be that much physical drama and confrontation going on at those places.
I don't know. They're gay dudes.
Yeah.
They're still dudes, and they work out a lot, so.
Yeah, that's true.
Some of them do. Some of them are twinks. Some of them are just super skinny.
True, but there's some guys that are maybe not incredibly Diesel, but they definitely fit strong and agile.
Oh, my God, Mike.
Yeah.
Do you remember this kid when we were, like, little that we hung out with some for a time named Chris Urso?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. This kid was one of those kids that, like, when you were, like, 8 years old, you knew this kid was gay, even though you didn't really know what gay meant at the time. But, like, this kid was, like, very effeminate, you know, he was definitely,
was
like...
Was he the one who,
kid.
Like, moved away and said he was going to miss you when he moved away?
Yes, he did.
You know,
but
no.
What's weird is, well, so he, obviously, I haven't seen this kid since I was, like, you know, 20-something years, but when... I joined Facebook. I was friends with this other kid that we know named John Giacconi. And John was friends on Facebook with Chris still. And Chris was like this like ripped like diesel looking dude. And I was like, huh. So yeah, I don't know if
he was such a skinny little shit though.
Right, he was. But yeah, he muscled up.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, he could be one of
he's
tough gay dudes.
So he's probably a power bottom then. He's probably a power bottom.
Yeah, I guess.
Power bottom. I thought that would be mutually exclusive, but how are you a power bottom? Are you like pushing up from the bottom?
I figured it'd be a power top. I don't know. I don't know how that works.
I have a feeling Chris Urso is a bottom. I mean, there's just no way around it. He literally, like, I was there because he was moving. I think he lived somewhat close to you,
I'm
pretty sure
like
he lived somewhat close to you.
Yeah,
and he moved like seven
and
blocks away.
It was,
I'm missing.
It was one of the last times. I guess it was like he was just about to move, and like he was standing in the middle. He was standing like on the sidewalk with me and Mick, and I think Tony might have even been there. And he was like, "I'm gonna miss you, Mick." And it was just the gayest thing I'd ever heard. Like, I mean, we could say that shit to each other now because we're older, and
right,
it's like
right.
it's we don't see each other that much. But
let me
like
ask,
that kid,
did he
like,
give you, did he give you an extended goodbye hug like I used to do?
I can't recall.
I don't think Mick hugged him at all. I don't think. In my mind, which probably isn't true, Chris Urso went for the hug and Mick backed away. That's the way I remember it.
That's the way
although
that's
probably
it.
Not what happened. Yeah.
Flapped his arms away. Whoa.
No, it was just really awkward. Like Mick just like jerked backwards, just like out of reach. He was just like, oh.
Sorry,
you know, but also in my mind, he sucked Mick's dick on the street. That's also what happened.
My favorite story about that kid was he was in class. He was in school with my brother, and they were in the same class, like when they were in elementary school. And for some class, I don't know, it was like second or third grade, they had to do the show and tell. So, you know, kids are coming up with these like creative like show and tell things. And this kid, Chris, his show and tell was like how to like fix your hair and spike your hair.
How to spike your hair?
Yeah.
That's
just,
I will say, I could use that class right now, actually. My hair's gone
off.
So.
But it was just like, yeah, this is a hairdresser in the making. And he's like, yeah.
No wonder he got all diesel. He's definitely in this. So this kid gets thrown out of the club. A bunch of big black bouncers come out after him. And I honestly, like, I'm surprised that they all work there. Because you got it.
Right.
Like, in gay clubs, like, you are going to see some super gay shit. Like, there is just no question that you will be a party to some super gay shit. It's going to happen right in front of you. It's going to be disgusting because gay people don't give a fuck. When they're in their natural environment, they don't give a fuck, man. They will pull each other's dicks out. Like, it's just...
Yeah.
It's just, I mean, you know, so I'm sitting there, all of this shit is going through my head and it went by really fast. So I'm like, why are there so many big black dudes working at this club? Like, what the, do you guys not know where you are? Like, did you accidentally sign up for this? Did you get transferred? Were you like a bad bouncer somewhere else and got transferred to this place?
This is your punishment. You're being relegated to the gay club.
Right, this guy has several clubs, and you were working at that one, and you fucked up. So he was like, "Well, yeah, you're going to work at such and such."
Yeah, somebody
now.
Got stabbed at the regular club, so they had to ship him over to the gay club.
Now you got to go to the Blue Oyster.
Now you got to go to the Blue Oyster where somebody gets stabbed with a dick. So this guy gets thrown out, and. They all come out and they're, you know, in a circle around this guy and they're like, you know, roughing him up a bit and they're not punching him, but they're definitely like tossing him from man to man, like cartoonishly tossing him from man to man. And he's screaming and cursing and all this other shit. So finally, I guess they let him go. and he walks down the street towards us because we were away from the club entrance. We were like half a block away from the club entrance, and he goes down, and he goes almost a full block away from the club entrance, and he's still screaming and cursing, and I don't know what happened, but the bouncers decided to follow them, which is bullshit. He's off club grounds. They have no jurisdiction over this guy whatsoever. But they followed him, and they started roughing him up some more. And I think he got up and, like, cursed out one big guy, and the dude hauled off and fucking decked him, like, knocked him on his ass, which is highly fucking illegal.
Yeah.
Like, that's not in a bouncer's job description at all, and it definitely not on club grounds. Like, you don't fucking put your hands on people that way. You get them out of the club. Like, unless they throw the first punch, like, you don't fucking do that shit.
Right.
So we're all watching that shit go down, and he knocks him on his ass, and the kid's bleeding from the face. So I guess at some point somebody had called the cops, and they were on their way. And meanwhile, this kid gets up because he literally knocked him on his ass. Like, he was sitting down on the ground bleeding. He gets up and he walks over to one of the other bouncers, not the one that hit him, but like a smaller black guy, and spits blood in his face.
Ooh. Damn.
Now he had a legal case against the bouncers up until that point. Because what he just did is absolutely considered assault in every fucking state in the fucking world. You spit blood at somebody, that's especially if you have AIDS, that you're talking attempted fucking murder right there.
Yeah, seriously.
You know, and the guy just got kicked out of a gay club. So, you know, I mean, the percentages might be a little high.
Yeah,
I don't know. I'm not a scientist.
You don't assume anything, obviously. But, yeah, there's obviously a risk there.
You know, the risks might – I would say that the risks are slightly higher for somebody having AIDS at a gay club. That's just me. I'm making that statement. So at that moment when he did that, the cops fucking tackled his ass to the ground. They just got there and tackled – like, they got there just in time to see him fuck up his own case because he was in the right legally up until that point in time. And I guess when he spit blood – at that bouncer's face, he also got some on this tranny who had like this really nice dress on. This was actually a decent looking tranny. I have to say, this was a passable tranny, but it was still kind of obviously a tranny. But the tranny was obviously very, very upset that this guy got blood on her.
Well,
dress.
Yeah, rightfully so. Sure.
And I mean, she did the whole dramatic, like, stomping around thing. It was amazing. The whole night was just amazing.
Yeah.
It was just like. So, yeah, so they took the kid down, and that was it. But, yeah, and that's actually the worst fight I've seen at any club or bar, really.
Yeah.
At a gay club. Standing outside of a gay club. Go figure. So speaking of gay stuff, apparently you guys know what Grindr is?
Yes.
Is that a website?
Yeah,
it's
like
an
a
app.
Gay dating app or some shit? Yeah.
It's a gay hookup app.
All right.
Louis, don't act like you don't know
what
the fuck it is.
Which creeps me out. Yeah, I was going to say, Louis acts like he doesn't know. He's probably got his fucking bookmark. But the reason why...
He's so silent is because he's swiping right now.
He's on it right now. Yeah, he's going through it. Like,
Grindr.
But no, it's funny because everybody up where I live calls sandwiches grinders.
Yeah.
Right.
So when they're all like, do you want a grinder? I'm like, I damn sure don't want a grinder.
Mm-mm.
Isn't
we should start
just,
our own
like,
a gay app called Hoagie.
Yeah, exactly.
That'd be awesome. Hoagie. And your profile pic has to be like a shot of your crotch.
I like it.
No, it's got to be a shot of your dick in between two slices of bread.
There you go.
Hey, I got to take it to that vulgar.
With some, you got to adorn it with the condiment of your choice. If you want to put mustard on it or some mayonnaise or some ketchup, there you go.
It's got to be. It's got to be your dick between two slices of bread. That's the only. That's the only way. That's the only way a gay hookup app named Hoagie is going to work. You have to have.
That'd be fantastic. I like it.
So apparently, this one guy who was on Grindr, his ex-boyfriend. Which shows that apparently men can be just as evil and catty as women can. And I don't know and it goes for heterosexual men as well, because if you ever seen the revenge porn stuff, like the guy who the guy who got arrested, like all that stuff is see, that's evil shit too.
Yeah.
So like men across the board can just be as petty and evil as women can. But this guy's ex-boyfriend started creating like fake profiles for him on Grindr and put like personal information, like very personal information in there, and even went as far as to like give people his address and tell them that he loved rape fantasies. Come over, and that he loved rape fantasies and that they should ignore his pleas, like. Like when they first get there, like they should not take no for an answer and just keep going.
Wow.
Is Erica screaming about this story, or is she still screaming about trapping?
She's not screaming about the story. She's screaming about some Mexican looking dude who's not driving very fast. Yeah, she has no
idea. Because if she wants to give her opinion, I would like to channel that.
She said something about gay people. That's all I know.
So, yeah. So, this poor guy is getting, like, people literally, legitimately showing up to his house. He didn't say anything about people, like, actually assaulting him, which would be fucking horrible. But he is having people, like, thousands of people show up at his house. Like, this guy really had it in for him. Thousands of people showed up at his house and want to have sex.
Thousands of people.
They just show up in droves.
Yeah, like 11, like legit. His claim is legit, like 1,100 people.
Oh, my God, seriously?
I would think after, 100 people,
After, like, 5 people, you'd be like, all right, what's going on here?
5 people, something happens, and certainly after 100 people, you say, oh, you know what, I got to move because I don't want to fucking die of rape.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, maybe he's getting a kick out of it. Maybe he's secretly getting a kick out of it. You don't know what these gays, you don't know what they do.
You don't know what these gays.
You don't know what the gays do. There's something, you know.
The gays. Yeah, I feel like I would not let it get to a point where 1,100 people showed up. I think I'd probably try to nip it in the bud after the first few.
So
what do I know?
I just want to know. Because, I obviously haven't used this app, but Mick, I just want to know what your experience was using Grindr. Like, how did it work for you?
I can honestly tell you, I have never been on Grindr. So, unfortunately, I have nothing.
Couldn't they come up with a less disgusting name for it? I mean, like, Grindr, that just... Like, that brings to mind dudes literally grinding against each other.
Yeah.
Like grinding their dicks into each other.
Right. It's not a pretty picture.
Like, that's, like, it couldn't, I'm sure all gay sex isn't that disgusting. I'm sure it's not all guys literally just grinding their cocks into each other's poor, tender holes.
I'm sure there's some.
I mean, I'm sure there's some, like, there's got to be some gay lovemaking, right?
You think so.
Lou,
I guess that's,
I mean,
those,
wouldn't you agree?
That's not what those apps are intended for, I guess, but...
I'm sure there's some sweetness to it, but I feel like it's far and few between.
So you feel like the majority of gay sex is literally dudes grinding into each other's assholes?
I do, yes. I do.
Well, see, I don't know. I feel like that might not be the majority of gay sex, but if you're on one of those apps, I don't think you're like, hey, let me find a boyfriend or somebody to cuddle with. It probably is.
Why does it have to? But that's, like, that brings up such violence. Like, the word grinder just brings up, like... It's
sure to bring
it
that
just,
up, honey.
It's
all right. Well, Erica has an opposing viewpoint because she says, well, it's just like Tinder, and she and I met on Tinder, so not everybody on Grindr is probably looking for a just to get laid either. So
no, I'm pretty sure I'm pretty sure everybody on Grindr is looking for a hookup. I'm pretty sure.
They're just looking for angry.
Like every piece of media I've seen about Grindr is that people use it as a hookup app.
Yeah.
And there's people use Tinder for the same thing. That's not like you guys may have been on Tinder looking for love, but
that was her point. Because Tinder is a hookup app also, I would say. But we have some people, right. She said she did not realize it was a hookup app, but she downloaded it. So lucky for me, I guess.
Yes, she did. Tell her she's full of shit. Tell her Mike says she's full of shit.
What'd you say?
Tell her Mike says she's full of shit. She knew exactly. She was looking for dick.
Mike said you're full of shit and you were looking for dick.
You got to say it. You got to say it like I said it. She was looking for dick.
You were looking for dick. She says she feels like more of an idiot because she didn't know what it was and she was just having fun swiping. Hey, it worked out for me. I can't complain. But... Look at that. I'm the only person she met off there.
Damn.
Wait, you guys met each other off of Tinder?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah,
that's
what he said.
No, I don't remember that story. I didn't.
He didn't know we met on Tinder.
Well, that's nice.
Now we can bury that information.
She said, now we can bury that information. And it will not get brought up at the wedding because her family doesn't.
Oh, yes, it will. Oh, yes. You better de-invite me.
We have zero listeners.
You better de-invite me to the wedding. You better un-invite me to your wedding because I am making a speech, and that speech is going to be all about Tinder. And it's going to be all about Erica was looking for some dick. Louis gonna back me up too. Louis gonna fend off all the people rushing to the stage when I'm talking about how Erica was looking for some dick. So I don't understand why Grindr has to have such a violent name. I think. Why not a playoff Tinder and say, like, Tender? Why can't it be Tender? I mean, that's really gay, right?
Tender, the gay app.
Tender, the gay. We should
do
that.
We
should make...
Why don't we make a Grindr profile and be like, I'm only looking for a serious boyfriend. I'm not looking to get fucked in the app.
No, why don't we create a Tender app, and it's going to be the R, too. Like how you know how Grindr has it's like Grindr, but they leave out the E, so it's Grindr.
Right.
Somehow they ground the E out of it's they grind it's so much grinding that they ground the E out of the fucking word. we'll have Tender and it'll be the same thing, but it'll be for gay love.
For gay love.
Tender, and it'll be for gay love.
Erica's shaking her head. She's upset that we're talking about this on Easter.
Why is she upset that we're talking about this on Easter? Did you guys go to church today?
We did go to church this morning at like 6 o'clock.
Oh my god.
7 o'clock.
Oh my god.
Oh, that damn. Why?
You went to church at 7 o'clock in the morning?
Even if you're into it, like, is it damn?
Go
Nick. To church.
Nick, why?
Now, was today the day you get the? Today you get like the plants, the palms. Is that today?
Oh, that was probably last week.
No, that's Palm Sunday.
Palm Sunday.
That's
yeah.
Palm
that
Sunday.
Something different. I forget.
Yeah, it's something
she
different.
She did not go to church last Sunday. Yeah, we don't, there's not a church that she likes up where we live, so we'll go to church. We come down for like a holiday. Like we'll go to Easter.
What about what you like? Why is it about what she likes?
Yeah, what's up with
she
that?
She does plenty of things that I like, so you know, I can't really.
Why didn't you guys go to the Jets or Giants game today on Easter?
She did take me to a Jets game for Christmas last year. Well, the year before.
Very good. Let me ask you. You said you had to go down to church. Like, what time do you get up to go to church then?
Well, the church was in Staten Island, so we went down there last night. Went to sleep and then woke up at like 6 o'clock this morning to go to church.
By the way, Staten Island's only like a half an hour away from me, so.
I know that we. We actually, like, MapQuested on our way home. I was like, how far away from Louis? And we looked, it was, like, 20 minutes away. And I was like, okay. So now we know we can definitely come down one of these weekends. I'm hoping sometime in May.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, you guys will stay over.
We'll definitely make that happen.
Cool. You guys let us know.
Yes,
time
you should
and,
make that happen.
You'll stay over.
That's definitely
sounds good.
Happen.
Well,
all right.
We'll all drink Captain Morgan Black like we did at your house and get shitty.
There you go.
Then I'll make cheese fries.
Oh.
Nick, stupid, silly question. Have you ever met my dog? Have you been to my place with Max?
I met Max, yeah, I met Max.
Oh, okay. I just forgot if you did.
Little and pissing all over the place when I met him. He's probably a lot bigger now, but yeah, I did meet him.
Yeah. No doubt. But yeah, man, come on, you just let us know ahead of time, and we have, we just bought an air mattress yesterday, so. You guys can have a queen size air mattress.
Right. I will definitely let you guys know.
There we go.
Although between now and then, I'm like so cussingly fat right now that I actually don't feel well. I think this is the first time that like being out of shape is actually like causing me to not feel physically like normal.
I thought you guys were doing good with that shit. I thought Erica
She has not gained weight. She hasn't lost weight in the last 2 weeks, but she hasn't gained any weight. I fucking gained like 10 pounds in a month.
Jesus.
Damn, nigga.
It's bad.
You can't afford that with your stupid back, man. I know.
You gotta go vegan. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah. Are you really?
Yeah, May 1st.
Nice.
No, I'm kidding.
Don't go vegan. Vegan is for pussies.
I'm not going
vegan is
crazy.
For fucking pussies. Veganism makes people really fucking crazy. You should see some of the. There's videos on the internet of like vegan people who are like doing their vegan thing and like.
Vegan it
like
up.
Like you go to YouTube and you look up vegan and there's some like. They're just crazy, man.
Well, I think they got into veganism being fucked up mentally, so. Mm.
Yeah, I could never do
I think they were always looking for something to make themselves feel superior, and veganism is just what they needed.
Now, I don't know if it's superior, but to feel, to feel like kind of like cool and trendy and just like,
no,
oh, what I'm doing.
No, it's, Mick, trust me, it's superior.
Yeah,
yes.
Superior.
How do you know if someone's a vegan? How do you know if someone's a vegan?
Because they'll tell you.
Because they'll fucking tell you.
Yeah.
No, veganism is, veganism is all about being superior.
Damn, hold it. I want to be superior. I want to be a fucking shit.
You already are a fucking shit, man. You don't need to feel superior. You have an undeserved superiority complex unlike any I've ever seen.
Oh, really?
Unlike any I've ever seen on this planet. Yeah, Mick had it when he was 15. You just like Louis the best. Also, his, you know what his fucking, you know what his Netflix profile is?
What?
Louis awesome.
Awesome Louis.
Awesome Louis.
Awesome Louis. This is his Netflix fucking profile. He can just.
Makes sense to me.
I should start doing that shit. I'd just be like, just call me Kick-Ass Mike. That's my name from now on.
Yeah, I like it.
I'm gonna write that shit on my. I'm gonna write that shit on my. Faggot Mick.
What's a good one for Mick? We got Kick-Ass Mike, Awesome Louie. What's the?
Marvelous Mick.
Marvelous Mick. I do like that. I was gonna say Macho Man Mick. Macho Man Mick, but Marvelous Mick is
marvelous.
Close.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Marvelous Mick.
Marvelous Mick.
Marvelous Mick. You gotta say marvelous, kind of.
Marvelous.
Marvelous. Marvelous Mick.
Marvelous.
Marvelous Mick.
Not bad.
Kick-Ass Mike.
I'm
going to,
you know what, I'm
Mike.
Going to change my resume right now. I'm going to, my new resume is going to say Kick-Ass Mike on it.
Yeah.
Fuck that shit.
Should
maybe
do that.
Maybe I'll get
your,
a job off of that resume. I'm not getting a job off of Michael
Garvey.
You
should also put this radio show on your resume.
Yeah, that's a good idea. That's, there's a reason why I don't put Michael Garvey as my name on Facebook, and that's because
I'm aware.
I just made a post that said today is National Dildo Day. I can't have bosses looking at that shit.
You can't have prospective employers be like, so tell us about this National Dildo Day. Well, since you asked.
Well, yeah, since you asked, I'm tired of fucking Easter, so. You know,
right.
I want chicks to do themselves. I want chicks to do themselves in front of me with dildos.
Yes.
So that's why it's National Dildo Day. I mean, come on.
Well, speaking of which, okay, so is there like a gay like ladies app? Like, can we get some like, is there like a female equivalent to Grindr that we can try to like get going?
I still think we should
do
Tinder.
Some lady love happen.
You're right. I think there should be a gay female dating app, and there probably actually is one. I'm sure somebody came up with that. It's just not as popular.
Is that actually Tinder?
Maybe that's Tinder.
That one, no, because lesbians have violent sex. We know that. We know that for a fact.
Right.
Lesbians have more violent sex than gay. They have to because they're unfeeling bitches, so they have to, like, beat the shit out of each other's pussies.